This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, Kang's behind the glass. Hyundai on phones today. Great to be with you on a Thursday with the sun out. Gray. The gray is gone, at least temporarily, which I can't stand. Like, if we're winter, give me winter. If we're summer, give me summer. Spring, give me spring. Fall, give me fall. Don't give me gray. Gray's terrible.
Let me just check one thing here.
What's that?
Well, this is potential.
Potential what? Snow?
Yeah. No, here we go.
Nice. Because I'm worried we're done with snow for the year.
No, it's the first sighting of the year, I think, of white guy in shorts. Am I wrong? This is white guy in shorts.
You think we get white guy in shorts
it's
today?
It's 48 degrees right now.
Yeah, you're right. Happening today or tomorrow.
Yeah,
I mean, this is
a day that go play hoops with your friends.
Yeah, white guy in shorts.
Oh, white guy in shorts is getting 100%. Gas today, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting gas.
Yeah. You might wash the car outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mow the lawn. Yeah, you're right. White guy in shorts will make an appearance today.
Yeah.
Okay. Got the Sharpie here. We're going to start crossing out teams in the playoffs. I'm going to start in the NFC. Green Bay at Chicago. I mean, is this the easiest matchup to just say, we don't want you or you to win it all?
I mean, if we're talking about teams we don't want in there, I mean, do we have to go by round or are we just going to do it by all the teams?
We're just going to go through all the teams.
Yeah, no, I don't want the Bears or the Packers. In fact, I wish they weren't even playing this game, but they are playing this game, and I hope the Packers beat the hell out of the Bears. But the Packers are the next team I want eliminated. So, yes, yep. Both of them are gone.
Okay. Do we have something against the Seattle Seahawks, the number one seed? Actually, they're kind of tougher. Who are the other easy ones? Philly?
I mean, nobody wants Philly again.
Right. Kang, nobody wants Philly, right?
Nope.
So let's cross out
Except
Philly.
For Stoney.
Yeah.
Stoney.
I think there's... Do people want the Rams to win again? Do you want to see Stafford win another one?
I really don't.
Dude, no. I hated the people that want him to win the first one.
Right.
Yes. Additionally, for you, the McVay factor...
I mean, I
good
know
God,
I stand
how
this,
bitter of a pill will that be for you to swallow if McVay wins another Super Bowl?
Let's go Panthers.
Okay, so Rams are, I don't want to see the Rams win it.
Right.
So what other ones are easy to cross out?
I mean, I don't want the Niners to win. They've had enough success in my life. I don't need to see that again.
Actually, they've had the most postseason success.
With the last quarterback taken in the draft, I don't need that.
Okay. Kang, you okay with crossing out the Niners?
Yeah, I don't like the Niners. They ended our one, maybe our best shot making the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Screw the Niners.
In the most annoying way really possible. I'm going to leave Seattle on the board for now. We'll circle back to Seattle.
Yeah, we'll circle back.
Who's the team from the AFC we really don't want to win?
Pittsburgh.
Really?
Is it that hard?
Oh, because of Aaron Rodgers. God, my respect and love for Tomlin and my disdain for Rodgers, really, I'm kind of torn.
I love Mike Tomlin, but Mike Tomlin, I mean, they don't want him there. Let him go do what he's going to do.
they don't deserve him.
They don't deserve him. No, they don't deserve him. And Aaron Rodgers, come on, man. This is like the third easiest team to roll out.
Okay, Kang, you're good with crossing out Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that's fine. Yep. By the way, I know you guys both love Tomlin. There's a chance he might get let go if he loses the playoff game.
Know.
So you're rooting for it.
We know. All right. I'm kind of irritated that New England got so good again so quickly.
Yeah, but it's your coach. You love that coach.
I do love Vrabel.
I think they got a likable quarterback.
But do their fans deserve this?
No, their fans don't deserve it, but I can't scratch them off the list just yet. I kind of like that team.
Do you?
I do, and I...
There's not a fan base that deserves less than Boston.
Without question.
All they've done is won championships.
In everything.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The whole Boston area.
I could rule them out the next round, but in the first round, I don't want the Chargers.
Okay, but we're talking about who we want to win the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, can we circle back? Like we're circling back with a couple of teams?
We can circle back to New England, but New England's a strong cross out for me. But we'll. And you don't want the Chargers.
Absolutely not.
Now, you don't like Herbert, and you obviously don't like Harbaugh.
What?
Kang, how you feel about the Chargers?
I don't mind the Chargers.
I used to love the Chargers.
I don't mind the Chargers, man. I like their uniforms.
I still do love the uniforms. Yeah.
What is it about Herbert?
Yeah, what is it about Herbert?
I don't know. He gets so talked about what a great quarterback he is, and then he just sucks. Like, he has these great games with statistics, and he looks great on paper, and then you watch him in a game that matters, and he sucks. That may change, because I do think he's got talent. You can't watch him play and say he's got no talent, but I don't know. He was so highly touted, went back for another year, and I thought, did he hurt himself in the draft by going back for another year, and whatever. I'm just not a fan.
Okay. We'll circle back to them. But Buffalo. Is there any reason to root against Buffalo?
I don't need Buffalo. It's a cute story that they haven't won the Super Bowl. They've been there a bunch of times. And, you know, then they went like 20 years without making an appearance in the playoffs. And here comes Josh Allen leading them back. And Josh Allen's a likable enough guy. I just don't want to hear about the Buffalo fans and the mafia and all that.
Don't we have a bit of a kinship from them in terms of disappointment?
No.
We don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me know the last time the Lions made it to the 4 straight Super Bowls.
Well, no, but I mean, they kind of get mocked and made fun of, and so do we. But, Kang, do you have anything against Buffalo?
I'm kind of indifferent with Buffalo. I don't hate them. I definitely don't love them, though.
How do you feel about Josh Allen, Scott?
I mean, I like him better than Herbert. I do like him as a quarterback, but I think sometimes he gets way too much credit.
Do you?
Yeah. I think he puts himself in some precarious positions he doesn't need to do. And I think sometimes he gets really reckless. He's a hell of a quarterback, though.
I keep saying we want to circle back. We're circling back to too many teams and not crossing him enough out.
Well, it sounds like you guys don't want to cross out Buffalo. That's fine.
I know.
I'm not against it.
We're just making sure who we need to cross out first. Jacksonville.
I'm not crossing them out. I'll admit it, I was a mark for Trevor Lawrence in college. I want him to succeed badly in the NFL. I feel like Jacksonville is trying to make the most out of the least. And we're a pretty good football team this year. Maybe they're starting to put things together, and all that without having, you know, their top draft choice playing with them in the second half of the season.
They play like half their home games in London.
They're not dislikable. They're kind of harmless.
Yeah.
For me, though, with Jacksonville, I wouldn't be able to stomach it because that's another team that did it before us.
Yeah.
And that's going to be piss me off.
Well, that's the same thing with Buffalo.
Buffalo's success. Yeah. They've made the Super Bowls, you know? Jacksonville, they made what? Did they make it to one Super Bowl or was it just the AFC title game?
I think they made it to the AFC title game, okay. I think.
They're still one of the teams on the list then, just like us. Stay on the list. I don't need another team off the list. We all need to be the same starting next year.
Okay, so I can see that. We don't need another team to get off the list of teams that never played in the Super Bowl. So let's root against Jacksonville, and we're narrowing down the field, and we don't want that. The Houston Texans. Is there any reason to hate the Texans?
I actually like Houston, too. And I think they're on the list, too, though.
I like Houston.
I know, right?
I like their coach. I love the defensive end situation they have with the bookend.
So jealous.
Rudge ushers. Yeah, we're all jealous.
CJ Stroud, the little bit that I got to see him talk, I find him likable.
He's likable, and he had the great rookie season, the terrible second season, and he's kind of battled back this year, and he's looking good.
There's not a lot like the
guy. Nico Collins is the guy he hooks up with. You got the Ohio State, Michigan thing.
So we're not crossing. We're not crossing out Houston.
I'm not crossing out Houston.
What about Denver?
This is tough for me, right? Because I said earlier, I've always, from the moment I've enjoyed professional football, have detested the Denver Broncos.
Which is weird.
Well, it's from the first game I remember watching when it was the Super Bowl and after the 77 season, and they took on the Cowboys, and I loved Tony Dorsett and Roger Staubach. And I didn't like Craig Morton and the Broncos.
So it's very personal to you, but yes. There's nothing inherent about the Broncos.
Not now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was for that whole era of the John Elway, I couldn't stand Elway. Mm-hmm. Never liked John Elway. And, you know, I thought it was hysterical that they got a playoff win with Tim Tebow as their quarterback.
Right.
But, yeah, I haven't had any reason to like them. I just enjoyed keeping them down. But then Bo Nix came along, and I like Bo Nix.
Kang, and is there any?
They play a fun brand of football.
Any reason to hate the Broncos?
I didn't like John Elway either, by the way. But this current team has – I don't hate anyone on this current team. Not really, yeah.
Okay, I want a reason to. I'd like to keep my disdain for the Denver Broncos organization, and I can't bring myself to do it. I don't love them either. It's just, this is one of those teams that they're a little bit kind of harmless.
Right, sure. AFC team, don't ever see them. The final one, Seattle, that we didn't talk about with the NFC. Is there a reason to hate Seattle?
I just don't like Seattle.
The city?
No, nothing against the city. I didn't like the Seahawks when they won it with the Legion of Boom. And
you don't like Sam Darnold, though.
I can't stand Sam Darnold.
Why?
I think he's a fraud. And maybe I'll just enjoy it when they finally play in the second round of the playoffs and he gets exposed. And I'll enjoy that. Look, I like Kenneth Walker with Spartan, but that's not enough for me to really get on board with the Seabags. No.
Kang, is there anything else about Seattle that we need to bring up?
For me, I'm just anti-NFC this year. If we can't win it, I don't want anyone from the NFC to win it.
I like that.
Now, we haven't discussed Carolina.
I can't root against Carolina.
I'm going to cross out Seattle, even though I'm doing it reluctantly, because I think it's very personal for you. Yeah. But okay, here's who we have left that we haven't crossed out. Actually, it's a lot. It's Carolina, the Chargers, the Patriots, the Bills, the Texans, and the Broncos.
I can understand you guys want to cross off the Patriots. Go ahead.
Okay. No more for Boston.
You guys
fall out of bed and win championships in all sports.
No, I get
the
it.
Hell with
That's
you.
Fine.
And your suffering between being good needs to be longer than that.
That's cool. Get
so
them out.
New England's off the list.
Can we say Buffalo's off the list?
I mean, we can. How about we cross them off
so that they're not on the list.
We're down to five. Carolina, the Chargers, the Bills, the Texans, and the Broncos. Let's ask for listeners to text us. 248-539-9797. A reason to hate Carolina, the Chargers, the Bills, the Texans, or the Broncos. If you have a reason to hate one of those teams that we here in Detroit, why we should hate them and root against them in this postseason, let us know. A team you strongly dislike, a reason that you strongly... We don't like using the word hate around here. Which of these teams do you most strongly dislike and why we should? And we'll cross them out if we see some good reasons and see who's left. Text us at 248-539-9797. Let's figure out which team winning the Super Bowl will be the least annoying is what we're working with. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. So we're trying to come up with a list of reasons teams we root against here. We got a bunch. So we've crossed out Green Bay, Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle. We've crossed out New England, Jacksonville. We've crossed out Pittsburgh. There's one more. Hold on. We have crossed out the Rams, teams that we don't want to win at all. And by process of elimination, I guess we'll figure out who we do want to win at all. We've asked the listeners for help, reasons to detest either the Panthers, the Chargers, the Bills, the Texans, or the Broncos.
I think it's kind of easy just to say which one, I guess, it would be the least offensive to win is Carolina, isn't it?
Well, let's work our way through this list. Okay. Yeah, we're kind of doing it the opposite way, but you might be right when it's all said and done. I still hate the Chargers for moving to L.A. The Superchargers belong in San Diego. That's from John.
Solid reason.
It is a solid reason. I think about, wouldn't it be kind of funny if the bastard stepchild tenant at SoFi Stadium wins it?
It would have been great if the Rams hadn't already won.
They already won it. So we can hate on the Chargers because they left San Diego. F them, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoever sent that. John in Lake Orion, yeah. Cross that out.
I mean, you like San Diego.
Well, I like the Padres. For some reason growing up, I know why I became a Padre fan. I became a Padre fan because the Tigers weren't particularly good. I was a very impressionable age. I started collecting baseball cards and the brown and gold uniforms with the white cleats and the yellow socks.
They just stand out as awesome.
Were the best. And I couldn't resist.
But you've got relatives in San Diego.
Relatives
are they upset
in San Diego.
The Chargers left?
Well, my phone will buzz with Scott, who listens to the show almost on a daily basis out there in San Diego. He will probably want to list how many ways he hates the Chargers.
See, there you go.
But what do we got here? Screw Sean Payton. That's from Will in Ann Arbor.
I get that. You don't want to root for Sean Payton, put a bounty on people and all that.
Well, was it him or was it the defensive coordinator? I thought it was the defensive coordinator.
Well, it was under his watch. I mean, that whole thing was going on. But
Under your watch doesn't always mean you're aware.
I suppose that's true. Doesn't always mean that. But I'll give you another reason to dislike the Broncos. Do you really want them to bounce back this quickly after having to eat that Russell Wilson contract? I mean, they should be set back for a long, long time, and they're not. They're the number one seed in the AFC.
Kang, is this enough reason to cross out Denver?
I'm going to cross off everybody. I'm that spiteful.
Okay.
I know we're going to have to pick somebody, but yep. I'm not married.
All right, we'll cross off Denver.
That's fine.
I hate the Texans because their quarterback's from OSU. That's easy. Have you ever heard C.J. Stroud talk? Like, he's likable. Travion Henderson, likable. Emeka Abuka, likable.
I mean, he's successful by throwing the ball to Nico Collins.
Yeah. There you go. I dislike Sean Payton because it looks like he has bad breath. Take the Broncos off the list.
He's got that look. He might have the look. Chronic halitosis.
Houston hasn't been to the Super Bowl either, guys. Let's keep it that way. That's from Pat and Rockwood. I mean, okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't dislike Houston, but we will have to deal with another team getting to the Super Bowl before us.
Someone sent a ticket text that actually might make us cross off Houston. It's a great example.
Let's hear it.
He said, if Houston wins it, you will never stop hearing the calls about two edge rushers.
Houston's off the list. We already don't stop hearing the calls about two edge rushers.
If they win it, can you even imagine calls we're going to get?
Because understand,
quarterback on a rookie deal,
that most,
you can spend the money on the edge rusher.
Most teams that win the Super Bowls do have a edge rusher that you have to deal with. Most of them don't have two.
Right.
If Houston does, then the calls that already come in ad nauseum will keep coming. And that's
Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson are awfully good.
So we're down to two teams, Carolina and Buffalo.
Oh, come on.
Here's an unnamed texter. Carolina was 8-9. The Lions are 9-8. But Carolina made the playoffs? Screw them.
See that? I mean, the fact that that conference or that division has a team in the playoffs with a losing record.
I know.
Is embarrassing.
Yep. Gentlemen, I am rooting for Buffalo to win the Super Bowl. Finally, they deserve it. And I love Josh Allen. Honestly, as long as Philadelphia, Chicago, or Green Bay doesn't win it or even make it to the Super Bowl, quite frankly, I'm thrilled. That's from Marlon.
Let's say Buffalo wins. We're still going to hear about it because people say, well, yeah, well, you didn't have to go through Kansas City or Baltimore.
Or Joe Burrow.
So Josh Allen's been eliminated from the playoffs six times, four times by Mahomes, once by Burrow. Neither of them are in the playoffs. Like, this is, I don't have to say it's now or never for Josh Allen. But
you could say it. I did.
Okay.
But even if he does win it, which is good for him, if he does, there are going to be all the people that say that what we just said.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't have to go through the gauntlet that always eliminates him.
I mean, there is a kinship with Buffalo and Detroit because of ownership. There's that connection. Look, we love Mike Lotish.
He's awesome.
He used to work with Lodes, and Lodes is a former Buffalo Bill as well as a Bronco. But went to Denver to win his Super Bowls, but competed with Buffalo.
Yep.
I mean, that's a reason why I would like Buffalo. And I didn't think there was a strong argument against Seattle, but the whole losing record thing, and they're in the playoffs, and I despise that. That's a possibility.
Oh, Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, Carolina.
I think we're rooting for Buffalo, guys.
Are we?
I think we are.
I see, but the reason of Buffalo, I'm going back to this, looking at like the Jags or the Texans. The Texans, reason I get the two edge rushers, we don't want to hear about that.
That's a great whoever. It's like you.
Yeah, we can't have that.
We get a lot of calls over and over, and that's one of them. And we get to a point where we don't want those calls anymore.
But the knock on the Jags is going to be because, well, that's another one of the teams that's never made the Super Bowl. If they make the Super Bowl, then that list shrinks. Does that really matter? Does it matter enough, I should say?
Do you want to be the last one?
I don't want to be the last one. Cleveland's still there.
Oh, there's a handful, but the list gets shorter.
I know the list gets shorter, but I have to accept this with Jacksonville. I mean, do you want the Carolina Panthers in there?
They're kind of harmless for me, but they also haven't been there either. That's another
yes,
one.
Yes, they have. Carolina's been there. They lost to New England.
DeLome. Yeah.
Vinatieri.
Dalhomie.
Didn't he finish him off? All right, we got to make a decision. Who are we crossing out, Carolina or Buffalo? Do you want to vote?
I'll throw my vote in here, and you guys can decide. I'm going to root for Buffalo, cross out Carolina.
I'm going to root for Carolina, cross out Buffalo.
All right, Gator.
Gator, it's up to you.
I'm rooting for Jacksonville. Scream over. Comes down to those two.
Well, Jacksonville's playing Buffalo.
I understand.
So if you're rooting for Jacksonville, then we cross out Buffalo, their opponent.
That means you're rooting for Carolina, the 8-9 team?
Yep.
Okay, twist the knife a little bit. So what that means is you're rooting for Carolina, the 8-9 team.
They don't deserve it.
Is it Buffalo? Are we crossing out Buffalo?
Let's go Panthers.
Go Panthers, go!
He wants a losing team to win the Super Bowl.
Well, they won't be after they win a Super Bowl.
Oh, that's what you want. I can't believe it.
They'll be 9-9, 10-9, 11-9.
Y'all better win a game. Go Panthers.
Woo! Go Bryce Young. I like Bryce Young.
How come the Falcons, the third place team in that division, at 8-9 aren't in?
The Panthers are going to lose by 30 against the Rams. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
What are the arguments?
Home underdog, like in history.
What are the arguments? 10.5-point dog at this point.
Somebody on Twitch said we can't root for the Keebler elf down there in Carolina. I think referring to Bryce Young.
That's not nice.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy.
He seems like a nice kid.
I like him in the Heisman House commercials.
Do you?
It's kind of funny.
Okay. I mean, we turned up. Baker Mayfield became way more likable from the state. Yeah. Was it State Farm commercials that he did? Who else from Carolina? Who else from Carolina can we get behind?
Got a rookie receiver that's good.
Tet McMillan?
Yeah.
They're 8-9, man. Chuba Hubbard.
Guy's name is Chuba.
Yeah.
Chuba.
Are there any Michigan State ties? Dude, this is Nick Samak's team.
Said no one ever.
They got a Chippewa. Oh, they got a Bronco. Taylor Moten, Bronco, offensive tackle. Thomas Incum, Chippewa, linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be it for local ties. Oh, well, you know, hey.
So I guess I'm not watching the playoffs.
Carolina it is.
All right. Go Panthers. Someone said that they're also a cat like us, so we should root for our own family.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So is a Jaguar.
Yep.
You guys won't have that.
We crossed out a whole bunch of teams, and we are left with Carolina.
How do you feel about it now?
I feel so good. I am vested, baby.
You know what? If we can't win, the worst team should win.
Right.
That's
just make a mockery of all the playoffs.
Let's go.
Yes.
Get the whole system revamped.
It's the one team we got a better record than.
Need to expand by more teams.
Oh, yeah. Good God. It's Carson Anderson. We whip around the NFL next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Gator, Evan came up to me with some news today he thought you'd enjoy.
Okay.
Michigan State has the next Taysom Hill.
The kid from Ferris.
Carson Gulker.
Tight end.
Well, is he? Because he threw 15 passes this year. He had 34 catches. He had 81 carries. And he had two punts in his career at Ferris. You got the next Taysom Hill. Should we call him Taysom Gulker? It's kind of hard to say.
I just hope he's going to help this team get back to the winning ways.
We got some Tiger news.
Yes, according to Evan Petzold and everybody else who covers the Tigers, they have made some signings to avoid arbitration. They agreed to a $5 million contract for this upcoming season for Riley Green. Zach McKinstry has agreed to a $4.2 million contract. Will Vest, $3.95 million. And Spencer Torkelson at $4.075 million.
Yeah, I mean, look, the baseball system set up in such a way that guys who are, quote, under club control, and what is it, for 7 years, you got to put in a lot of time before you get the money cannon contracts. I mean, it's not like any of this is bad money, but relatively speaking. So what'd you say McKinstry's deal was?
It was for, I'm sorry, I believe it was like $4 million. McKinstry was $4.2
million. $4.2 million. His career earnings leading up till this year appears to have been $4.151 million. Started in professional baseball in 2016. So over 9 years, he made $4.1 million, went out and had that season, and scores a $4 million contract. I'm happy for Zach.
Yeah, good for all these guys to get paid, although this isn't, I mean, Riley Green at $5 million a year, Torkelson at $4 million for all these guys for this upcoming season. I mean, it's nothing. You know, for
the
production.
Free agents, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, once they hit free agency, which isn't for a couple of years, I think it's after, I forget, it's after 27 or after 28, that's when they're going to get paid big time. At least, I think one of them will get paid big time, maybe both of them.
So, speaking of the Tigers, Joel Sherman from the New York Post Baseball Insider was recently on MLB Network. He called Tarek Skubal the most interesting man in baseball, and then added this about what he thinks is going to happen with Skubal. So this scenario is either the best case scenario or the worst case scenario. The best case scenario is they win the World Series with Tarek Skubal. And their most likely chance to win the World Series was probably hanging on to Tarek Skubal.
Mm-hmm.
If they were to let him go, if they were to have traded him, it would have been for most likely somebody major league ready, but that wasn't going to help the big league club as much as Skubal. Maybe even two guys that might not help the big league club as much as Skubal. Plus stuff in the farm system for the future, which is part of the sell. And part of the reason a team would give up a player for Skubal is to not cut too deep into their major league roster because they're trying to win with Skubal in the final year of his contract. And then the only other thing that could strengthen the resume if they traded Skubal was to take money that they had earmarked for Skubal and go be a major player in free agency. Now that we've gotten this deep into free agency and there isn't quite as much the pool of players has dwindled, although there's still guys out there that could help the Tigers. If they suddenly get on Bregman again, or if Bregman circles back to them, or Bichette or whatever, that could change. But as it stands right now, they're either going to try and win it all with Skubal, which is attractive. I'm okay with that. Or they're going to lose him for nothing. I mean, they could trade him at the trade deadline.
Well, I mean, they could trade him. They could still trade him in the offseason here. I mean,
they still could, but then what Sherman just predicted
I mean, Sherman's making it seem, and I'll follow his logic. I think it's logical to say that and to glean that because of the moves that they've made have been to just kind of keep this team, fortify it with some bullpen arms, which they clearly needed to get some upgraded arms in the bullpen. And, they weren't that far away from making it to the World Series last year. But, I mean, you've got this giant chip in the game, and it feels like the only way you're cashing it is if you win it all this year. If you don't win at all, if you're not the team in the end, then what do you have? You've got a wasted chip, because it doesn't seem like there'd be any way that you could sign him unless, you know, he's overcome by emotion with staying with his team and willing to take slightly less to stay with the Tigers than to say go to New York or wherever else. I don't see that happening. I don't think that there's any kind of hometown discount. I think that his agent has his mind set on a $400 million contract, and it feels like that number is inflated by the day. But every day that Kyle Tucker doesn't sign a $400 million contract, which is another guy he wants to get $400 million,
yep,
it makes you feel like, okay, maybe things aren't going to be as crazy as they're perceived to be. I mean, it was this time last year that Bregman wanted $30 million a year in a long-term deal, and he didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
He got a short-term deal that paid him more money per year, but he's out of that deal already. So you don't always, the agents don't always get what they want. So this is one to keep watching. Maybe somebody comes up with a crazy offer for the Tigers, a Godfather offer. They can't refuse it, and they go ahead and do it. I doubt that's the case. I think the likely scenario is what he painted there, is that they'll hang on to him for the whole season because they'll be the best team in the division, and they'll have a chance at doing something in the playoffs.
So, Gator, coming up today at 4 o'clock, Brad Holmes will speak. Show after us will carry it live. I am an admitted Brad bot. However, I also said at the time when it happened, when he held one of these news conferences and started pulling out receipts for all the criticism of himself, right after that, I was like, ooh, you don't need to do that. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I didn't like it in the moment, and I don't expect it'll happen today because he's not as haughty, I would imagine.
No, my brother called during the commercial break right after we talked about that with Brad Holmes and he said, I want Brad Holmes to get up there with his whole receipt speech and then walk it back and say, okay, I was wrong.
You want him to do that today?
My brother said
You were talking about earlier today, he called you and said,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't, I like just about everything a man does, honestly, but I expect he's going to make mistakes. I thought that was, let your work speak for itself, you know?
Yep.
Anyway, here's Mike Stone. Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Good. Mike is
and Mike.
In for Rico.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes. We will be carrying Brad Holmes live at 4. And you know what I'd really like to see him do, which he wouldn't? To come wearing a shirt instead of saying villain, saying no playoffs or something like that. Like, so something like a little, you know, humanity.
Like funny?
Yeah.
Humility?
Yeah, humility. That's a good word. That would be really nice. Because, look, all in all, he's done a really good job. But he's made some mistakes, and, you know, he's going to be asked about a lot of those mistakes today, I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. So how you been, buddy?
I've been pretty good.
Yeah?
I've been pretty good. Yeah.
Any good stony stories? There's always good stony stories. There's always something.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what we're going to talk about it, but I lost my wedding ring.
Did you?
I have no idea where. Watching the Lions game on Sunday, in a chair, and I'm, you know, I play with my ring a little bit. I said, wait, where is it?
You went to play with the ring and it was gone.
It was gone.
So you don't have any clue.
No, I went to like a gym where, you know, I went to all these places. I have a feeling it was like maybe in the backyard while I was taking the dog out and picking up poop, taking off my glove maybe with the poop bag.
Oh,
maybe.
Hopefully it's not in the glove and didn't get thrown away with the glove.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, right. But you know, my wife doesn't care that much.
So oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. Yes.
Have a great show. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.